Hello and welcome to another segment of Open House here at Community Media of South Central PA. And my name is Raymond Galker, and we're going to spend some time together here opening our doors and inviting people into our studio who are doing great things to make our community better. And we have an exceptional individual here representing herself and her husband. We have Tammy Hare, and your husband is John, and you are the founders and president, vice president, organizers, treasury secretary.
We are everything.
You're everything related to the York Adams Film Club, which is, Tammy, fairly new,
yes.
Really. I mean, you're looking at 2021.
Yes.
So this is, they never had something like this in our area before that you know of?
Not that I know of, no. No, not that I know of. And we're about 185 people right now on our Facebook group. And then we know there are other people that don't have Facebook, but they come and show up at our events anyway. So, yeah.
So let tell people what we are talking about. I mean,
The York Adams Film Club is a group of individuals from all around the area that meet up to three times a month at different locations to watch a variety of different movies on different topics, some with different community groups that come in and speak to the topics of the movie. And it's just a great way to learn a little bit more about where we live and a little bit more about whatever the movie happens to be.
And this is awesome. We talk here at Community Media about how important being connected to the community is. So, you know, you look at what makes a community great, it's being connected. What is your heart's desire? Take that heart's desire, that thing that gives you joy, and reach out to the community and find people that share the same interests and give of yourself, and it will help our youth, it will help each other, and it will help the community in a whole. And I'm saying this because this is basically how Tammy did this. Tammy and her husband, you moved here from
Winchester, Virginia.
Okay, mm-hmm. Talk to us about that.
Sure, we moved after COVID. Of course, there's always a before COVID and after COVID and all the stories. After COVID, we moved up here to the Hanover area. We had some friends up in the area and we thought, you know, this is a beautiful place, let's come up here. But the one thing that we really missed about Winchester, Virginia was the film club that we belonged to down there, a very vibrant area. They had over 3,000 members of this film club actually put on a festival once a year. And we missed it. And we talked our friends into coming to our house and trying this out, and we showed them some movies that we were really fond of, and they kept coming back, and they'd tell their friends, and we had more people coming to our home, and eventually we got to the point where we were having maybe 14, 16 people coming at a time, and our house is not that big. So we went ahead and applied for a grant through the Cultural Alliance of York, and we were lucky enough to be awarded the grant, which then allowed us to contact the RC Theater in Hanover, and we scheduled several movies there, rented the theater, reserved the movies, bought 20 tickets for each showing that we gave out free to the first 20 people that showed up. And the rest, as they say, is history. Our very first movie there, which was really kind of neat, was Glory. And we had some reenactors come in with artifacts. We had a professor from HAC come in and talk about what was happening in our area while the movie time period was happening. Mm-hmm. So it was a little educational at the same time, and it was really neat. It was just a fun experience.
So you came in and you looked around and your heart's desire was film.
Yes.
And there, you didn't see anything like that.
Did not, no.
So you took it upon yourselves to...
Yeah, we said, well, how hard can this be? Little do we know. But yeah, we said, how hard could it be to start a film club?
So you came into the area and not only bringing your character and your personality, but you were ambitious enough to improve our area by having this club.
Well, thank you.
So, you know, that speaks volumes of you and your husband.
Well, thank you.
You know, thanks for making this a better place.
I hope so.
So, and the interesting thing is also the model that you use. Do you use, for example, people come to, you choose a film.
Mm-hmm.
So who chooses the film?
It's kind of, well, at two of our locations, both at the Guthrie Memorial Library and at the Dolphin and Anchor Brew Pub, we choose the film. John and I do.
Okay.
At the Majestic, they have a buyer that books their films, and then they tell us what they're going to be, and we can pick from that.
Okay. All right.
So, a little bit of both.
Okay. So the motto is a film is chosen, and usually it's chosen based on a theme?
Yes. What looks like it would be an interesting movie to see. Not necessarily a blockbuster, but something that has meaning or a message, or in the case with the Dolphin and Anchor, something that is reminiscent.
Okay. And then do you speak on the film before you show it?
Yes. We speak a little bit, and once a month at one of the locations, we'll bring in an outside group, either another non-for-profit like the United Way of York or ARC, or we've had Rail Trails of Hanover, we've had the Beekeepers Association,
mm-hmm.
Something that ties into the movie. We'll come in and speak with a topic related to the movie, and then we also will speak a little bit about it or about film club or something along those lines prior to the movie.
And then the movie's shown.
Mm-hmm.
And then
we talk. If anybody has any questions, if anybody found anything really interesting or caught something that they hadn't seen, if they'd seen the movie before or something they didn't notice the last time. And sometimes we just talk about what we're doing the rest of our weekend.
There you go. So because it is a club.
It is a club.
It is a club.
We're forming a community. Yep.
So the goal is to form a community around film.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not always specifically about techniques of creating film.
Yeah.
It's about the impression the film has upon you.
Yes. Yeah. What it leaves you with. We did an anime day at the library last month, and we had a lady show up for that who had never seen an anime movie before, and she was just completely blown away. You know, so that's the kind of thing that really speaks to John and I, is exposing people to either a genre they've never seen before or a movie they would never have gone to see had it not been for Film Club. We've had some foreign language films that people would not have gone to see, you know, and they just tell such powerful stories and things that stick with people. That's what really gives us some good feedback.
So you invite people from the community that has some type of relationship to the theme that's being done.
Anybody from the community can come. Oh, to speak.
But anybody,
yes.
Anybody in the community is welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Is welcome.
Yes.
And is there a cost?
There's a cost at the Majestic just to purchase your ticket. And so I always joke around that you might as well come see it when we're screening it, because if we have a special guest, you get the ticket price and the special guest. but both the library and the Dolphin are free.
At the Majestic, do you have the guests there also?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And when we screened the recent Dylan movie with Timothy Chalamet, we actually had the president of Menchie's Music come in and play some acoustic music for us, and we had a speaker talk about the history of Dylan, and so got all that for the same ticket as price as somebody who just came to see the movie. So yeah.
And so these are events that you're throwing. These are events, and having someone come in and speak on the topic is, there's also, I think, a motive that you have in that you're making connections between the movie, the people who are there, and the community.
Yes, that's the ultimate goal. Is we're not York County, we're not Adams County, we're not Hanover, we're not Gettysburg, we're not, you know, whatever. We're a community. You know, the other things are just lines on the map.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a matter of realizing that we're a community and we don't need to just come and sit in a theater in the dark and get up and leave. We can talk to our neighbors. We can learn what there is to learn about what's available in the community to us, to our neighbors. You know, if somebody needs help, isn't it nice to know that this organization is out there and you know about it because you happen to attend a screening where they talked about it?
Mm-hmm.
And they're not, we're not talking about a long time before the movies, 10, 15 minutes. It's not your whole day, you know, and then we'll go and talk as long as anybody wants to talk to us, kind mm-hmm. of a thing. So, yeah.
So, a feeling of belonging.
Yes.
You get to know each other. How many people do you have so far?
There are 185 people on our Facebook group.
On your Facebook, mm-hmm. yep. Do you have that many come to an event?
No. No.
Okay.
No, and it varies. It depends on the topic. It depends on the day of the week. Typically, we're at the Dolphin and Anchor on Tuesday nights, or a Tuesday night, the second Tuesday each month. We're at the library on Saturday afternoons, and we're at the Majestic on Sunday afternoons. So sometimes it depends on what else is going on the weekend. One of our members that's been with us for a long time, one of our friends, is now going into golf season. And he's like, well, I won't be there for these because I'm going to be playing golf. And we're like, that's okay. We'll pick you back up when golf's over.
There you go. Yeah. So the second Tuesday, you're at...
The Dolphin and Anchor.
The Dolphin and Anchor.
Which is the Aldous Brew Pub, right, where they put the Christmas tree on the Hanover Square.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that must be a lot of fun.
It is. They have a private room in the back with a projector and a screen. And those at that location is where we tend to show more of our cult classics. We've done Jaws and Ferris Bueller, and we're getting ready to show Pink Floyd's The Wall.
Ooh.
And we're really excited about that one because we haven't seen that. Neither of us have seen that in a while. And so John tends to be an aficionado of Pink Floyd, and he's actually going to speak about that, the history surrounding the time period that the album's talking about, as well as what some of the songs allude to. So what you're watching and what you're hearing sync up and what makes sense to you. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
That's exciting. And... On Saturdays, you are at the Hanover Library.
Mm-hmm. One Saturday a month. It depends on what their other programming. So.
Okay, so they're going to have to get to your website.
To our Facebook page, yes.
Okay, so you have a Facebook page.
Yes.
And you keep your information there.
We do, and then we appear in the library's monthly newsletter. They advertise for us there as
okay.
well. The Dolphin and Anchor does as well. So.
Okay, and the Majestic.
The Majestic, it depends on the movie schedule and which movie they're showing when and how early we get to pick it as to whether or not we make it for their time schedule to appear on their ticket sales or not.
Okay.
But a lot of times they'll note whether or not it's a film club screening or not.
And is that once a month also?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And usually it's not like... The day after you did library.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be
John
a lot.
John and I both have full-time jobs.
Yeah. Well, tell us about you and your husband. What's your background?
My background is long and storied now. I actually went to school and got a degree first in speech communication with an emphasis in mass communication, which tends to be my love of movies and television and things like that. Went back and got an advanced degree in marketing, which is helping a lot with this. I currently work for Meritus Health in their foundation department, or helping to raise money for the hospital. John works with computers, and at one point was a Navy corpsman. So we're a little bit of everything.
Born and raised in Virginia?
He is. I was actually born in South Jersey.
Okay.
Yeah.
What school did you get your degree?
I went to George Mason for my undergrad and West Virginia for my graduate.
All righty.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you always had a desire for film.
Yes. I've always found movies to be amazing, you know. Great way to escape, a great way to tell a story, a great way to connect with the people that are trying to tell you the story, you know, and imagining what they're trying to say and how they're trying to say it, yeah.
So the Dolphin and Anchor, you go there and you have access to food and drink that they provide.
You do, yes, you do. They have an app that you can order food on and they'll bring it right to you. And then, of course, you've got the bar and all their wonderful beer releases and everything right there, and yeah.
And that's the second
Tuesday
of every month. And the library, Hanover Library, food there?
Yes. We try to bring in something, some popcorn or something like that, that you can eat, and you can have, bring in your own water, or sometimes we have bottled water available. But we're in the bar center, which is in the basement, so it's this big, beautiful room. Oh. We have it all to ourselves. So it's a great space. They've been really accommodating to us and letting us use the space.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah.
And let's see, what is your vision? What is your vision for the York Adams Film Club?
I would love it for us to get to the point where we have a lot of members and we have enough repeat members that when we're not just at a film club, we see each other in the grocery store, and we see each other at Home Depot, and we see each other at, you know, Bobby's soccer game or whatever. And we've created that community in the community. I think that would be great. And I think, too, you know, from a little bit of a selfish standpoint, the bigger that we get and the more consistency that we can bring to each of our screenings, the better the chances that we have more clout to be able to say, hey, we'd like to have a special screening, or hey, we'd like to have a film festival, or we'd like to do something. So
that is awesome, because that day has come.
Okay.
Right here at Community Media.
Yes.
Let's have an event.
Okay.
Let's do a screening through our system.
The wonders of television.
Yes. That would be awesome.
We would
love to see that. And you know, your vision is all about community. It's about people getting together. We talk about heart's desire. We're talking about sharing something in common. And it's the film. It could be the art of the film, which you're more than that. You're about the impression and the culture of the film and how that relates to the individual and the community.
Yes.
So that is awesome. If anyone would like to participate, go to the York Adams Films Club Facebook page.
Yes.
And if you want to donate money?
Not so much yet.
Not yet. So if you want to donate money, and you could donate it to Community Media.
There you go.
For our special event,
okay,
with the York Adams Film Club, because I'm sure we're going to need to have to get copyright.
You'll have to get permission.
We'll have to get permission, copyright, so it's going to cost some money. So if you'd like to see us have this event here at Community Media where we show a film, can we let them suggest a film?
Certainly.
You could suggest a film that we would use here at Community Media. Either get a hold of us here at Community Media or contact Tammy and John at the York Adams Film Club and let us know what you would like this event to look like. And
definitely.
We'll do it.
Let's do it.
We'll do it. We'll bring people together.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you like to address everybody watching this before we leave? Would you like to say anything?
I would just like to say thank you very much for your time. Don't be intimidated. Come on out and see us. We're a good group of people. Come to a movie and you're then part of the club. And follow us on Facebook.
Have fun.
Thank you.
Have fun. Okay, so, hey, thanks for watching this segment of Open House here at Community Media. We had Tammy Hare here. Unfortunately, her husband, John. We didn't bring John here on purpose so that you can meet him
there you
individually.
Go.
I'm sure he's working.
He is.
So the York Adams Film Club, get on their Facebook page, find out when they're meeting next. Definitely it's the second Tuesday of the month at the Dolphin and the Anchor. What a great time that will be. I mean, food, drink, great companionship. I mean, that's better than popcorn.
Yeah.
You know, and thanks for watching this. And until I have the next amazing, like Tammy here, amazing individual doing great things. I love the fact that the Harris came to this area because they loved it. And they made it a better place because they saw something that was missing that brings people together. Thank you so much for doing that. That is awesome.
Thank you.
That is so awesome. Thanks for watching this segment. Remember, you are precious, and stay healthy. We'll see you the next show. Take care.